Hi, this is Steve from Survive to Thrive Radio Network. We hope you're finding the information on the Survive to Thrive radio program both beneficial and informative. Fridays will bring you replays of my most popular shows with occasional live appearances. We have our lineup for the rest of the week of talk show hosts together to give you the best information and points of view available on the radio. They're certainly the most pertinent and timely. Monday's Darren is on with his show Radical Health. Steve St. Clair and Darren are on Wednesday with Health Freedom. Russ Dizdar is on Tuesdays with Shatter the Darkness, and Hawks Town is on Thursdays, and me on Fridays. So stay tuned to SurviveToThriveNetwork.com, or you can go to SteveQuayle.com. Click on the radio Listen Live at the top of the page of SteveQuayle.com to bring you to all the new sites, and especially to be able to click on the important radio information. Now, ladies and gentlemen, remember, in these trying times, it's incredibly important to stay healthy. Keep yourself well-nourished with organic fruits and vegetables, and remember to take Enerfood every day without fail. Drinking a healthy smoothie with Enerfood and coconut milk powder from EnerHealth Botanical provides you with easily absorbable nutrition from superfoods that are densely packed with essential nutrients, all of which support optimal health. The guys at EnerHealth continue to offer special pricing to our listeners. They also offer the Survival Pack and Herbal Emergency Packs, as well as their tasty immune-supporting coffee, Nutra Cafe, and their hot cocoa blend, Coco Mojo, which is one of my wife's favorites, both infused with immune-strengthening medicinal mushrooms. Now, they're wonderfully flavorful and very, very healthy. Check out all their specials at SurviveToThrive.net or click on the EnerHealth banner at SteveQuayle.com. In fact, listen, these guys have one of the best deals I've ever seen. They have their immune pack, which is one Enerfood, one coconut milk powder, and their daily immune support, which is on sale for $99.99. You save $32. Their Nutra Cafe is also on special this week, and it costs only $10.99. In addition, they are still offering 15% off on cases, and 10% you get just by being one of our listeners. That's a 25% discount, ladies and gentlemen. Never forget, your body is your most important possession, and its optimal health stays very dependent upon being well hydrated with pure water. Now, the guys at Enerfood are selling the Big Berkey water filters, and you can call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238 to order any of their health specials or the Big Berkey water filter. What will you aid in achieving the best health possible is to stay informed. And never forget, everyone, that your body's the temple. Give it pure foods and beverages as God, nature, intended, and see your body, mind, and spirit once again enjoying the joyful state of health that is a blessing.
Well, greetings, my friends. Welcome to today's program. Today is Friday, September 24th, 2010, the year of our Lord. And I'm sitting in for Steve Quayle. My name is Nathan Leal of Watchman's Cry. And today, I come to you with a message. And without theatrics, without partisan politics, I'm going to bring things to the table, folks. Things that you need to think about and topics that you need to be concerned about. Because, folks, right now there needs to be decisions that you need to be praying about. As I speak, events are going to be arriving very, very soon. In fact, they are already arriving. And when these things happen, and as they happen, these events are going to change your life. They're going to change the course of the plans you made for your life and for the plans that you made for your loved ones. And they're going to affect your family's life. So you need to know about them. I find it very interesting that here we are. The year 2010 is winding up. Autumn started just a few days ago on September the 22nd. I drive around and I see that the leaves are turning yellow and soon they're going to be falling off and winter is going to be upon America. But it's not just going to be winter in the physical or winter in the natural. A real spiritual winter is arriving. And a winter of darkened hearts is going to be arriving. Who am I? Why am I sharing these things? Because I'm a voice. Now, my website is watchmanscry.com. That's watchmanscry.com. After this program, I invite you to go there and look around, folks. I have a lot of audio messages up there that are talking about what's coming to this world. They will explain to you what's coming to this world. Look around, read the articles, bookmark it. I want you to know, folks, I'm nobody special, but God has allowed me to see events that are coming. He's allowed me to experience some things that are coming. And they're already beginning to arrive. They are already beginning to happen. And right now, your Creator wants this world to know a few things. Things that we're going to talk about. Now, to begin, every one of you that calls yourself a believer needs to know something. In this 21st century, the God above still judges nations. New Testament Christianity denies this. They say God doesn't do this anymore. God is a God of love. God is a God of grace. He would not throw his wrath upon America. Why do people say that? Because pastors have not read their Bibles. It's because pastors have not been studying their Bibles. It's because today's pastors in America and in the West and in the world have a fixation with a bless me, easygoing, prosperity, motivational, coach, life gospel. A gospel that does not change lives. A gospel that leaves people in captivity. And that gospel has brought people to a stupor. People are sleeping. They are not aware of what time it is. Many of your loved ones are not aware of what time it is. It's very frustrating. You try to warn them, but still, they don't listen. That's because the Sandman of today's gospel has sprinkled the dust of stupor upon their eyes. Now, on my website, I have a three-hour audio that I recently recorded in another interview, and it explains in detail what the judgment is, why the judgment is coming to America, so I invite you to go there. It's free. Just go there and listen to it, download it, share it with your friends. Folks, right now, the God of heaven is pulling out all the stops with his watchmen. The God of heaven is bringing his voices to the forefront, and he wants his voices to shout loud and clear on the housetops, on the street corners, on the internet, on radio waves, on shortwave, that his judgment is arriving. It is past the gate. It is beyond the threshold. It is arriving right now, and you need to know about it. So please go there. Share it. It's free. Share it with your loved ones. Take a lot of notes, folks. You have to, right now, put aside the plans that you've made in the past. Things are different right now. We are at the forefront of great changes that are going to be arriving here in America. The condition of America is beyond repair. And on today's program, we're going to talk about these things. We're going to visit these things. We're also going to talk about the spiritual condition of America. Does it matter? I know a lot of you listening may say, oh, brother, another Christian saying his Christian stuff. It doesn't matter. I can live how I want. It doesn't matter. There's no God. And besides, if there was, he's a God of love. We should all love each other. But folks, let me tell you something. The Bible says that man's heart is deceitfully wicked. It is deceived. It doesn't know the truth. It doesn't want to know the truth. The heart of man just wants to know pleasure. The heart of man just wants to know what is in it for me. The heart of man just wants to know, can I make plans that are going to feel good to my body? The heart of man wants to know, how can I step on the people next to me to get ahead of them? I want to be first in line. The heart of man is dark, my friends. And today in America, this darkness has enshrouded many, many people. So yes, indeed, the spiritual condition of America matters. And then later in this program, I'm going to talk about remedies. Question. Is there a remedy for America? Is there an answer that can stop what we're facing? Can a very smart and wise PhD come to the forefront and make a press release? Can he say, everyone gather, I have the answer to America's woes because I'm a smart man and I went to college. Is that possible, folks? Can humans fashion a solution? Can patriots fashion a solution? I know that a lot of you love this nation and you're patriots, and I don't fault you for that. Each citizen of their God given country should be proud of where they're from. There's nothing wrong with patriotism, but the problem arrives when patriotism becomes a religion that allows the people to be blinded to reality. And today, here in America, there are many well-meaning patriots that have hope that they can come up with a remedy. Can they? We're going to talk about that. And then finally, we are also going to talk about what can you do? What do you need to do? What kind of plans do you need to be making? And how do you know that those plans are right? A lot of people are thinking right now, should I actually be considering pulling up my roots, selling my house, relocating to another part of my city, my state, this country? Should I even consider leaving the country? We're going to talk about that also, folks. But before I begin, I want to share a story that I came across, and it's called Third World America. You can go to Google and find this story, but I found it very interesting. It's published by Macleans.ca. That's Macleans.ca. And in this story, it talks about America, the reality of America. A lot of people might be in a bubble where they live. They may live in a part of this country that really has not seen a lot of the destruction and the desolation happening to the present economy. And they may question the watchman. They may question when they hear shows like this one. They may say, you know, I hear these voices saying that desolation is coming, but I look around, I'm employed. They're still polishing the lampposts in my town. I still see the meter maid giving tickets. He's not been laid off yet, or she. So a lot of people may doubt that things are actually arriving in America. But let me tell you something, folks. Living in one area of the country does not sum up the entire country. I have personal friends that live in certain areas, and they tell me, I see business as usual. I go to the shopping mall. I don't see things changing. But then, folks, I get emails from people all over the United States. If you live in one of those bubble areas, just hold on. Just wait, because you're going to see your neighborhood become desolate. These things have already begun across the United States. And in this story that I just cited, it talks about how the tax revenue in many, many locales and counties and cities and states have been reduced because property values have plummeted by the economy, by the real estate crash, by all the foreclosures. Foreclosures seem to be the only houses that are selling right now, which is a side note. But because of the depreciation of houses, the revenue that counties and cities depended on in the past to give the citizens services are no longer available. And as a result, cities, counties, and states are laying off police officers, deputies. They're laying off public works workers. They're laying off the employees that give services, that make the American lifestyle a normal part of the American dream. But those things are going away, folks. In Ohio's Ashtabula County, it mentions that they have laid off more and more and more deputies. It says they were staffed only a few years ago with 112 law enforcement employees. And then it went down to 70. And then it went down to 49. And now they have one squad car for their entire county. One, folks. No more patrol units to keep you safe. There's no more sheriff deputies to keep you safe. It says we only respond to crimes in progress. And basically, when we show up, we would just write a report for your insurance company. That makes you feel safe, doesn't it, folks? But this is what's happening across the country right now. We are seeing this thing happen all across America. This county is located in Ohio, but these things are happening in the Midwest, in California, in Florida, in Georgia. Libraries are shutting down. Police departments are going out of business. It's happening, folks. It's arriving. 1 in 10 homeowners are behind on their mortgage payments. Home sales at record lows. And all of these things are happening while the liars from the Ministry of Propaganda tell us that the economy is recovering. An announcement came out just a few days ago. The recession is over. That's real interesting that they would say that when actually the sales of existing homes have been the lowest ever in 15, ever on record. New home sales. Folks, we are witnessing the decimation of Empire America. And it used to be in times past when people would say, well, if you're worried about your future and your job security, get a recession-proof job, quote-unquote. How many of you remember hearing that? And in times past, we were always told the recession-proof jobs are jobs in healthcare and in public service, in government. Unfortunately, that no longer holds true. The National Association of Counties estimates that local governments are going to lay off 500,000 employees in the next year. So those of you that may be putting your hope that you are bulletproof in your employment if you are a public employee, I would advise you to not count your chickens before they hatch. Layoffs are coming to public safety workers, public works, public health, social services, parks and recreation, law enforcement. These things are happening right now, folks. So that should be a sign right in front of our very eyes, a sign that tells us something. And here's what it is, my friends. We're not in a recession, because if these jobs are recession-proof, but right now we see them being decimated, that's proof right there we're not in a recession. It's also proof that the quote-unquote recession's not over. Of course, perhaps they were trying to signal hidden meanings behind that statement, the recession's over. Perhaps what they meant to say was, it's over because the depression is actually here. And folks, that is what reality is. Welcome to Depression 2.0. And it's soon to evolve into the Super Depression. The story of this Super Depression is underway as I speak. And we're past the first episode. The first leg has begun. But soon, the next leg is going to fall. As this year winds up and as we get into 2011, we're going to see these things happen. So, I have an honest question, folks. For all of the people listening that may be American Empire zealots, here's the question. Do superpowers have the problems that we're having right now? Do they, my friends? Let me tell you who does have the problems that we're facing right now. Second and third world nations have this problem. Now, I'm a Christian. Jesus is my Lord, and I'm proud to say he's my Savior. I'm not embarrassed to say that to the world. I have a relationship with my Savior, with my God. And when I go into my prayer closet and I get on my knees and I talk to him, he shares and reveals things that I must warn this world about. And over a year ago, the Holy Spirit of God shared with me that America is going to see lamentations. For those of you that do not know what that word means, that means great sorrow. It means grief. It means dark days. These things are coming to America. Now, that was a year ago, but I would venture to say that these things are already arriving. Lamentations is arriving in America. And despite what the national press says, and despite what people say around a poker table or while they're playing pool in a tavern or a pub, congratulating their American lifestyle, here's the hard, cold facts, folks. America is no longer the great, strong nation it used to be. Now, for those of you that are becoming angry at me, let me let you know this. I love this nation. I love America, and it grieves me to see America die before my eyes. I have had many prayer sessions where I wept in the presence of God, and I said, God, why do these things have to happen? Why? And God shared Why? It's because the moral fiber of America is gone. And when the moral fiber leaves the nation, its backbone breaks and it is no longer strong. And right now, America is sliding behind in so many areas, so many categories in this world. It is falling behind in science, engineering, literacy. We used to have one of the highest literacy rates in the country, graduates, and today we've fallen behind many other nations, folks. Americans used to be smart. Americans used to know how to read. Americans used to not need comic books to know what was going on. But now, unfortunately, we have seen the dumbing down of this nation. And we rank very low in a lot of areas. But that is just the symptom of the root problem. America is becoming third world. Arianna Huffington, who publishes the Huffington Post, made a statement. She said, "We are watching America move from the Jetsons to the Flintstones." And how true is that, folks? We're becoming a third world country, and this is what the Holy Spirit revealed to me. America is going to become a third world country. By the way, side note, if you're taking notes, you can go to my website at watchmanscry.com, and I have an article about the Super Depression that talks about these things. You can go read it. I have an audio that reveals what you can expect in your town when these things begin to come to fruition. Folks, the jobs are gone. Many say, well, if the recession is over, then that means the jobs are going to return. No, my friends, sorry. The jobs are not going to return. The factories have been dismantled, boxed, shrink-wrapped with all of their tools and placed on a cargo ship. And the tools of America, the tools of America's creativity and industrial power and wealth have been placed on those ships, and now they are in Asia. They're in China. They're in India. So even if the recession, quote-unquote, was over, there are no more wrenches and tools to build things. The warehouses today have broken windows. They're abandoned. We are seeing the decimation historically, my friends. There was another story of an event that just occurred in California. A burger joint was hiring some employees, and they had 60 openings for burger joint employees, flipping burgers. 60 openings, folks, and 500 to 600 people showed up. It was amazing. And the managers that were conducting these interviews made a statement to a reporter. They said, "We've really been impressed with the quality of the individuals. There are a lot of great smiles and a lot of positive attitudes." Well, of course there are when you're looking for a job. Of course there are when you're hoping to get out of unemployment. And of course there are going to be a lot of quality in the job candidates when most of them are college graduates, when most of them are overqualified, when most of them just a year or two ago were engineers building computers and high-tech equipment, and now they're applying to flip burgers. That is the new America, my friends. That is what we're seeing happen right now. Now, today is my second program. Today I'm sitting in for Steve Quayle. I sat in last week, and last week I shared an introduction of who I am and the things that are coming. And someone asked me a question. They said, "Nathan, the things that you said sound like future tense. You said that famine is coming, and you said that pestilence and the judgments of God, the fourfold judgment is coming. You said that the sword judgment is coming and evil attacks of demonic beasts are coming." And I did. I did share those things. So for those of you that might have thought that I was talking about entirely future tense, I want to clarify that right now. When I said that famine is coming to America, what I meant by that was across the entire nation, desolation was going to be very evident. But to clarify that also, I want to say this. Famine has actually already arrived in America. It's already here, my friends. the judgment has already begun to arrive. And as these events unfold in America, they are going to resemble a great train. And if you can picture yourself at the railroad crossing, watching the train pass by, each rail car is a different judgment. Each rail car is a different event. And progressively, these events are going to get worse and worse and worse. This train is miles long. This train is years long. It's going to take a long time, folks, for this thing to transpire. Years, my friends. And it's already at the railroad crossing. We are already there watching the flashing red lights. We are seeing these things arrive before our very eyes. Famine is indeed here. Now, whenever we look at other countries and we think of famine, a lot of times people get this picture in their head that, well, the Haitians or the Somalians or the Ethiopians, they gather around a UN food truck, around a pallet that was dropped with a parachute, and their hands are all stretched out for some of the meals that are handed out. And that's indeed true. That's what famine looks like in a third world country. So some people here in America may say, well, that's not arriving now. But indeed, my friends, yes, it is. And here's why. It's all about appearance. It is already happening. Americans are not fed with an airlift, or they're not fed with the UN workers handing out food, but here's how they are being fed right now. Over 40 million of them. They're being fed with high-tech cards called food stamps. Now, to be in a famine, that means that a large portion of the population cannot get food. And there's different reasons why that happens. But number one, folks, God's judgment is behind this entire thing. He's allowing this to happen. But in the natural, we see these things play out with bad crops, with droughts, with food that becomes too expensive because nobody has any work, because the money in that nation loses its value. We see it happening because of distribution failures. We see it happen because of rationing. We see it happen because of catastrophes and a crisis, high unemployment, a failing economy. But these things are all the visual representation of the judgment. These things are here, my friends. And if the food stamp program was not servicing these millions of Americans, we would see mayhem and angry mobs. We would see bread lines everywhere across this country. And already, bread lines are indeed forming. We are seeing handouts in certain sectors of the country. They're occurring, my friends. And when the dollar crashes, which indeed it's well on its way to doing, we're going to see the food stamp card not work one day. It's going to happen one day when the family will get into the car or walk to the store and say, I'm going to get more peanut butter because that's all that these food stamps can pay for. One day the card will stop working because China is going to realize and say openly, we're done supporting the lie, the fiscal irresponsible policies of America. And the nations of the world are going to pull out their support for the dollar. These things are coming, folks. We have already heard stories in the news that nations are talking about this in meetings, behind closed doors. They're talking about it in other nations. But here in America, we're not hearing these things. But the crash of the almighty dollar is indeed on its way, my friends. Why? Because it's the judgment of God. So here's the question. Are you ready to face these things? Are you, my friends? Perhaps you're already facing them. Perhaps you are already part of those statistics of unemployed individuals. But soon, everyone will be facing these things. So here's the question. What should you do now? Are you thinking about it? Are you preparing for it with your family? Husbands, do you talk to your wives about it? Wives, do you talk to your husbands about it? Or are you still in la-la land, in pretend land, in the world of illusion, in the matrix? Do you still talk to your husband? Well, today's Friday, it's payday, let's go to the mall. Folks, these things are indeed going to be faced by all of us. And after the break, we are going to talk more in detail about these things that are coming. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Steve Quayle. Don't become a perpetual profit center for the system that's ruining our country. Now, I'm no socialist, but what these large corporations are doing to us and our country is horrific. Pharma Inc., Food Inc., Psychiatry Inc., you name it, folks. It's all about making money no matter what the cost, including poor health for all of us. I mean, how much evidence do you need? From the vaccines they're trying to force us to take to the genetically modified seeds that are ruining not only our food supply, but the small farmer that works to get us safe foods. It is time for all of us to take responsibility here and act to protect us and our families' health. The time is near that you will wish you had listened to those of us with warnings. One of our sponsors, EnterHealth Botanicals, has products that will get you prepared for any tough situation, from natural to man-made disaster. Enter Food and Coconut Milk Powder, both incredible super nutritional products that will keep you going. It will extend the life of your dried foods immensely. The Berkey water filter is a must-have in any household. Water just doesn't come out of the tap, always, and you can't count on it. Berkeys don't require power, just any kind of water. Their filters and gravity do the rest to clean it up. These guys have great products at EnterHealth, all aimed at getting you to optimal state of health and out of the system. Stay healthy and don't allow the big corporation to clean up on your bad health. Go to survive2thrive.net, that's survive2thrive.net, and click on their banner for special discounts. Give them a call at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Thank you.
Well, folks, welcome back. My name is Nathan Liao, and my website is watchmanscry.com. And real quick, before I return to what we were talking about, I want to thank my sponsor, the person that is actually making this signal possible for this program. And for those of you that are taking notes, if you have a pen and paper, their website is survive2thrive.net. That's S-U-R-V-I-V-E. The number 2thrive.net. They're making the show possible, folks. And I was talking to the owner of this company just earlier today, and they said that they're going to have a weekend special for the listeners of this program, Watchman's Cry. And for this weekend only, they're going to have a 5% off all their products except for Berkey filters. So if you go to their website and you've been thinking about getting some supplies, some nutritional supplies, then you can go there. And when you go there, also the discount code is Watchman. That's W-A-T-C-H-M-A-N. Now, folks, I want to say this real quick. They have been very generous, and they're allowing me to get behind this microphone and share the warning message. They're paying for this, and just so that you know, I am not making a dime by sharing this at all. Why am I doing this? Why am I behind this microphone? For the preservation of souls, my friends. That is my agenda. That's it. And I want you to be prepared and ready. This message burns in my heart. And doing this, sharing these things with whoever will listen, are my instructions from God. And right now, we are already seeing the decimation of America, as we were talking before the break. A lot of you are seeing dark days that you never thought that you would see. Many of you are probably facing foreclosure. You have seen your car repossessed in the middle of the night. Some of you have probably had to be very humbled. I don't have to tell you how hard it is to go to a food bank and ask for bread for your family. It's very humbling, folks. These things are indeed coming to this land. It's humbling, folks. So we need to do everything that we can to be prepared. Because here's the heart of the matter. Here's the conclusion of the matter. The way that you endure the coming days in the coming years is going to determine your fate for the long term and for eternity. How you deal with it, my friends, how you endure, how you overcome, how you find victory. And you need to really be thinking about all of these things. You need to be thinking about what to do now. The spiritual remedy is the most important thing that you can be thinking about. And then after that, the practical remedy. And I advise everyone that's listening to begin doing that. On my website, I talk over and over about the spiritual remedy, about your relationship with God, and how you need to finally come to terms with those things. And we also talk about practical preparation. I advise all people to have food in several categories. Canned food for immediate use, stored grains for long-term use, and stored dried dehydrated food, emergency food. My sponsor that I just mentioned, they have some supplies. But folks, you need to be thinking about these things. You do not need to be thinking about going to the mall because it's Friday night and buying another pair of $50 Levi's. That is not your priority. The waves of judgment are going to continue pounding the shore of this nation. And today I have an announcement. The verdict is in for America, folks. The God above has looked down on America and the West and this world, and he has watched many people misbehave. And he has mandated that judgment must arrive, not in the future tense, but in the present tense. The gears are in motion. The game is in play. Folks, look around you. Look outside. Look outside your window. If you're in a car right now, look around. There are empty buildings that you're driving by. There are for sale signs, foreclosure, short sale, price reduced signs all over the real estate of America right now. These things are not a cycle. These things are historical. We are watching history in motion right now. And if you are in a city, at some point, as you look out the window, you are going to see people walking outside of your window on the sidewalk or perhaps the street with all of their belongings in a shopping cart walking past your house to a destination that they do not know about. And as this progresses, this judgment continues and progresses, and as the crisis continues and spreads, folks, we are going to see people not only walking with their possessions, but we're also going to see evil people walking down the street with the bounty of things that they stole, that they looted, that they plundered. We're going to see people pushing shopping carts with plasma TVs in them, which we did witness during Katrina, and which we did witness during the Rodney King riots. How many of you remember those images? You know what's amazing, folks? I've seen the images. The water was so deep, 2, 3, 4 feet deep during Katrina, and I saw people pushing shopping carts with stolen electronics in them. Now, what was that all about? Why would people do that? Here's why. Because it shows that man is inherently evil. After Katrina, there was no power, and still, the knuckleheads are dragging their looted items through flooded streets. It was crazy. It was madness. And this should tell us, folks, sinful nature runs rampant during a crisis. And that's what I'm talking about. Last week I shared the fourfold judgment. And the judgment number four was evil, wild, demonic beasts were going to be let loose across the land. That is going to play out in America with demonic spirits inhabiting evil men with no mercy. And these evil men are going to become marauding gangs of thugs and zombies walking around for their own gain, seeking their own pleasure, seeking to cause more pain in others. Those things are going to happen, my friends. And what are you going to do to protect your loved ones from this? Is it going to be with those bullets that you're buying? Indeed, those are always should be a part of the list. But overall, the bubble of God's protection needs to be over you and your family, my friends. And you need to be thinking about those things. Folks, the present narrative on America is going to get more and more unpleasant as the days continue. And I know that the editorial from the liars on TV say that the recession's over. I've heard it. But there's an editorial from the throne room of heaven on the lips of God's watchmen that are saying otherwise. Folks, these things are coming. And at some point in the future, my friends, think about this. There's going to be a sunrise when you wake up. Perhaps you will be awakened by a frantic phone call, or maybe you will flip on the TV news or the radio, and you're going to hear a report that's going to change the course of your life, and it's going to change the course of America, just like 9/11 did. And when you wake up on that day, my friends, and you hear that report, or your friend is frantic on the other line, crying, weeping, trying to describe what they're watching from their town, or from their edge of town, or from their part of the country, if you're like a majority of people, you're going to say one of three things. Please take note, folks. You're going to say, uh-oh. Or perhaps you're going to say, if only. Or perhaps you're going to say, why didn't I? There are going to be words of regret, my friends. And once these things are said by you, it's going to mean you waited too long to get ready if you say any of those phrases. It's going to mean that you goofed off too long. And it's going to prove that your doubts were wrong. And then it's going to have you saying the next question, which is, what am I going to do? And that's a good question, folks. But let me answer it for you. Those that do not prepare are going to be a statistic. They're going to stand in line for food. They're going to stand in line for water and for handouts by Big Brother and FEMA. They may be the ones pushing the shopping cart in front of someone else's window with their stuff in it. So, another word of advice. If you want to sit on your hands and do nothing, here's a suggestion. Get a shopping cart and store it in your backyard, because someday you might find yourself needing that shopping cart. And if you have a family, you might try to get two of them. Folks, I know these are strong words. But right now, we're beyond coaxing and sugarcoating what we're facing. Right now, we are looking at history. Now, here's the question. A lot of people wonder, is there a remedy for this? Can we stop it? Is there a political solution? What about the Tea Party? Now, let's talk about that for a second. The Tea Party. I know that a lot of well-meaning, good-intentioned Americans really want to have hope. And these Americans are really trying to do something, to make a difference. I understand, my friends. I love America also. I know that Paul Revere's are historically heroic. I know this. But right now, the problem of America goes much deeper than what the Tea Party can do, than their attempts. Now, as I have watched the Tea Party get popular in the last few months, and as I have watched Glenn Beck talk about saving America and bringing honor back to America, I've sought God about these things. And I've wondered about it. I said, God, is there any hope? Can those individuals that are willing to have vigils really stop the course of this history? Is it possible, God? I prayed, folks. And a few days ago, God gave me a prophetic dream. It was a message from Him. And it was an image that I need to share with you right now. In this prophetic dream, I saw a tree. I was looking at a field, and the only thing in front of me was a tree. It looked like an oak tree. It was not an oak tree, but that's how it looked. It was about 50 feet tall, and its trunk was very, very thick and healthy, probably 10 feet thick. And the leaves looked very healthy, like you see on an oak tree. And as I looked at this tree, suddenly the leaves turned yellow on this tree. And I wondered to myself, why are they all yellow all of a sudden? And then I saw an invisible hand grab a hold of the trunk of this tree, and this hand started to shake the tree, and it was strong enough to make the tree vibrate so strong that I couldn't see the leaves anymore because they were vibrating so fast. And then I immediately knew this was the hand of God shaking this tree. And then I heard a voice say, "This is the tree of liberty." And I instantly knew what this meant, folks. God was shaking the tree of liberty. And I instantly knew in the spirit that this tree does not lose its leaves every year. This tree has been green since the birth of this nation, but now the tree of liberty has yellow leaves. Autumn is upon the tree of liberty right now. And soon those leaves are about to fall off, and then winter is going to arrive. And when those leaves fall off, it's hats off for liberty in this country. But as I was watching this tree, I saw that the leaves were about to fall off. And then I saw people gather around the tree. And these people walked up to the tree, and they were not concerned that the leaves were yellow. They were not concerned that it was vibrating, because they thought that they could solve the problem. So they walked up to the tree, and they hung tea bags on the branches. And they stepped back and marveled because they thought they solved it. They thought they gave health to the tree of liberty with tea bags. They thought they fixed it. And this was a message that God wanted me to share with all of you. Folks, the efforts of man are not going to stop what God has started. Tea bags are a good effort. The tea party, God bless them. God bless you. Folks that participate in these things, you have noble intentions, and I love you for it. You are my fellow Americans. But this thing goes much deeper than a solution from man, my friends. God is going to allow this nation to be shaken. Therefore, there is not a remedy available for man. It cannot be changed, what we see happening right now, folks. It won't. Now, in the last few minutes that I have on this program, I want to talk about another thing real quick. I want to talk about you deciding what to do. How does a person decide? How do you know what to do? And the number one question so many people email to me and ask is this: how do I know when it's time to relocate? How do I know? Now, to answer that question, my friends, number one, you must be able to hear God's voice inside of you, because that is what you should be listening to. You should not be listening to any other person that's a human being. God has to tell you what to do. Now, if you're goofing off spiritually, you're not going to be able to hear God's voice very clearly. And those of you that are participating in goofing off spirituality, you know what I'm talking about. I don't need to recite the list right now. But if you're playing around with your Christianity, you may even hear the wrong voice inside. You may be deceived. So it's very, very important for you to hear the correct voice. Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice. As strangers, they will not follow." Therefore, you need to get in touch with your God right now, the Lord Jesus Christ, creator of heaven and earth, Yeshua. Now, a quick story. There was an individual thousands of years ago in a story recorded in Genesis 19. His name was Lot. And he lived in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities mandated for judgment. And when Lot lived in this city, he liked the city life. He loved the conveniences of Sodom. He probably had a good job. He probably loved the convenience of his shopping. There were stores so close, he could go with his wife and shop until he was tired. He had friends, he had relatives. All he knew was there in Sodom. Think about it, folks. How many people love their own city the same way in America? Perhaps you can relate to what I'm saying. But then one day, angels showed up, knocking on his door. And what did they say? "Mr. Lot, we need to talk to you privately. Let us in." They told him who they were angels sent from heaven. Lot stood there with his mouth hanging open. They told him, "The city is scheduled for destruction." So Lot is listening to this information. He's in shock. And then he asks, "Why? And when? When is this going to happen?" "Tomorrow." So start packing now. And listen to Lot, folks. What did he say? But I need to go to the ATM and get all my money. No, you can't. But can I go to the bank and go to the safety deposit box? No. Well, can I go to my job and empty out my 401k? No. Nope. Sorry. By the way, pack light, Lot. We're going to go on a long journey. So Lot goes to his sons-in-law, and he tells them destruction's coming. And what did they do? They laughed at him. They mocked him. They said, "You're joking. You're not serious." He could not convince them, folks. So he went back home. And all night long, I can imagine him pondering, what do I do? What do I do? Finally, the next morning arrived. Lot is thinking, what do I do? And of course, we know the story. The perverts showed up. You know what happened. But the next morning came, and it says something very interesting in Genesis 19. It says that Lot lingered. He delayed. He had excuses. He paced the floor. He tried to make it last a little bit longer. But you know what, folks? No matter how much delay Lot did, no matter how many excuses he had for the angels, the countdown had already started. The coordinates for Sodom and Gomorrah were dialed in the judgment missile of God. So was Lot running? No, he lingered. Why did he linger? Because he was still attached to his city. He was saying, "Oh man," under his breath. But finally the Bible says that the angels grabbed his hands, and they grabbed his daughter's hands, they grabbed his wife's hands, and they drug him out of the city. They drug him, folks. He had to be forcibly removed. Now, what would have happened if Lot pulled his hand away from the angels? And what if Lot said, I need to pray about this? Folks, we know what would have happened. He would have perished with all of them. He would have perished with his sons-in-law, just like them. And this is the thing about what's coming. Eventually, folks, the missiles are going to fly. Eventually, there are going to be cities in America burning. And eventually, we are going to hear the stories that people perished. And here's the part, the piece of the stone-cold truth. Some cities in this country are going to be laid waste. They are going to burn. They're going to become desolate ashes. And those cities are going to have a body count, folks. A body count. A number, a statistic in history that people will look back on and say, this many people died in that city. So here's the question. Will you be a part of that number?
Well, Nathan, how do I know what to do?
Exactly, my friend. Therefore, you need to get busy now. You need to start praying now. You need to get counsel now. You need to count the cost now. Not tomorrow, not next month, not in 2011. Folks, you have some homework to do. Now, if you want more information about these things, go to my website at watchmanscry.com and look around. Like I said, God has shared many things that are coming. There are going to be cities burning in this nation in the future. Folks, the story of America's recovery is an illusion. It's not true. The great and wonderful Oz is behind the curtain, and he's neither great nor wonderful. And folks, you need to be very careful. You need to be vigilant. Their fables are infectious. After you hear this program, some of you are sitting there right now. Husbands are looking at their wives. Wives looking at husbands. Friends looking at one another. This guy's scaring me. But if history is correct and human nature is predictable, after this program is over, there's a very good chance that within a few hours, or by tomorrow, or by this weekend, you're going to turn on the TV over the next few days, and you're going to hear one of those tranquilizing reports about how great things are going to become once again. You're going to hear about how the recession is over. And folks, you need to fight that tranquility of the hypnosis. You need to find it, folks. Anyone that is willing to see the real numbers of America would see that any claim of economic recovery is a flat earth embarrassment to basic math. Placing your faith on their false claims is trusting in a mirage, folks. It's trusting in smoke. And the only smoke in this story that I'm talking about is the smoke rising from the charred paper. Why? Because the accounting books of America are cooked. The books are cooked of America's debt, folks. The administration takes made-up numbers about the economy and throws them into the trough for public consumption. And the sheep will lap it up. And they believe every word of it. Most of the public believes this fuzzy math because they're not smart enough to know otherwise. Translation, here's the unfortunate truth, my friends. Joe Sixpack is no longer educated enough to figure it out. Folks, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I have to be so blunt. But many that claim that this nation is innocent and who claimed that we don't deserve it do not understand that Americans have lost their identity with God. There are so many people that have forgotten their relationship with God. My friends, the hearts of many Americans who claim to be Christians have lips full of profanities. They claim to be innocent doves, but their hearts are full of hatred and bitterness and pride. And the priests of pretend over this nation, God is also holding them accountable. And they have been lying to the people. The priests of America have tipped the scales. And the majority of them who profane the word of God with trust, the twisting of scriptures, and the spreading of fables and lies, have brought to America this judgment. And a great darkness is coming, my friends. And that darkness is already arriving. There is so much corruption out there. Many say that God can bless America, but my friends, how can God bless America when his houses of worship are now defiled? And folks, history does not lie. In times past, the fate of any nation has always been determined by the heart of the people of that nation. And America's heart is born on her sleeve and showing the world that she is proud, she is arrogant, she is self-serving, and she has forgotten her God. And her king has made a public edict that she no longer serves the God of heaven. And Obama has said, we are no longer a Christian nation. He made it official. And by doing that, he sealed the fate of America. It's been sealed, folks. In the future, we are going to see great desolation. Folks, please do everything that you can to find a new relationship and a restored relationship with your God. Multitudes and multitudes of people have cold hearts, but you must find and discover your God, because the only people that are going to withstand and endure and overcome what is coming are those that discover a relationship with their God. Folks, take these words to heart. Go to my website, watchmanscry.com. I thank you for listening. Share this message with everyone that you know. And pray for your family, folks. God bless you. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.